Blog Talk Radio.
The following is appropriate for general audiences. In other words, audiences in general. Everybody, tune in. This is a show about those who are disadvantaged, but still alive and able, and hopefully willing. I'm Talk Dude, and this is I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Now, let me explain. This show is a little bit about handicapped people overcoming. Dealing with that overwhelming affliction that seems to basically keep people who are handicapped in general in a sort of check, keeps them from reaching their fullest potential, keeps them from accomplishing. I am your host, Talk Dude. And on the other side of this line is the entertainer, Organic OK.
Comedian Organic OK.
Yes, he is. And the show is brought to you by him. Keep that in mind. Everybody, please, I'll tell you what, feel free to drop me in your 2 cents. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Once again, I'm Talk Dude. We're doing this on behalf of basically the disabled. There are those who basically truly seem like even being normal can be basically a curse, an impossibility for them. I'm telling you that it is possible. It is. It is. Actually, you can be extra extraordinary. You can be doing more than most able-bodied people do. See, he says able-bodied people, a lot of them try to take it for granted. One great thing about us being in such a recession, it's forcing people to work harder. It's forcing people to truly be great because they can't settle for mediocrity. That's the thing. All right. Now, beginning with this, a lot of you basically are sitting, standing somewhere, not really reaching, not really at your full potential. You're thinking, how can I overcome? It's simple, dude. Just try to do what you're doing, only a little bit better. Try to do that. It can be done. It is a real thing. It is a true testament of yourself. I'm sorry, I'm getting the preacher. The point is, look, I've got a bunch of problems. It doesn't seem like I could do the bare minimum. I was just here at the office today with Organic OK and basically trying to get so many different things done at once, trying to basically make sure that things just came out right. Somehow they just didn't. I basically got some writing done, but I couldn't sit still and focus for a while. I've had the ADHD my whole life. And the best people just tell you, just learn to focus. Man, they really don't get it, do they? Will they ever? I like to think that now we're living in a time where basically things are becoming more into light. Things are basically becoming more understandable. Everything is being more understood, more dealt with. Even the handicap, we're not just pitied and respected more. Now somebody has every single handicapped person owes it to themselves to do something special and particular. So the handicapped people, we're not just respected, we're envied. Everybody wants to be envied just a little. Everyone wants to say, I wish I could do what you can do. I wish I were what you were. It's a real thing. But it's not so simple, is it? Or is it? Or is it? Just push yourself. Find a way to push yourself every single day. It is a distinctive possibility. It is a real thing. It can be done. It is a factor of life. I basically went on the net and basically saw a lot of other handicapped people telling about the stories. There was a man who basically, once again, was not born with the beast. He was ordinary average Joe until basically he took a shotgun blast to the face. They took the bullet out of his brain, which of course they had to remove. His mouth was rotting away. He was missing almost all his teeth. The ones that were there were holding on for dear life, and he had this habit of sticking, popping his tongue out like crazy, slurring and shaking around. I have to admit, I was a little nauseous just seeing it. It was not clean. It was grotesque. It was, personally, to wonder, is he better off alive? Some people ask that question. Is it better to be dead than to be alive like that? Just jerking and seizuring and shaking away? I ask myself that question almost every day. I don't like being like this. I try to push myself through it. And there are times when basically, to help my handicapped condition, let me tell you, so I used to drink for it. I drank and mixed it with my medication. It wasn't just the high that feel good. The tics, a lot of them stopped. I used to basically take booze and pills to get to sleep. It was such a pleasant ride. And of course, it was starting to get me in trouble. See, that's just it. You don't stop wanting. The first step, you have to stop wanting to use. And that doesn't happen until you hit your personal bottom, until you really, truly hit that rock bottom. It's a fact. Me? Hey, I had my bottom. I got into trouble basically drinking publicly in more ways than one. One of the reasons I gotta say, in a weird way, my parents tried to help me, but it was a lot of what they were doing that basically caused me to drink in the first place. I remember one time I got in trouble. I hadn't done anything, really. It was something because they knew I was handicapped. They were worried I would act up, create a scene, happen. And I didn't do anything like that, but they were worried I would. And
Sir, can't give your material away like this. Move it around a little bit.
Okay. There were lots of handicapped people that basically I could help admire. I saw a woman who was born without legs, so she walks around in her arms. She has a wheelchair. She was a special gymnast. I saw, essentially, one woman who didn't have arms at all. She has her legs and feet for everything. And I keep thinking, I need to push myself like they are. I guess I've got more than enough opportunities. I'm in a state.
You don't have the same, see, you got to look at, you don't have the same obstacle, right? We know it's different obstacles, right?
Yeah.
See, like, you know how people culture is? Some obstacles are like disability culture. You know what I mean? Like, it's things in there that don't necessarily apply to everybody's general perspective, right? You got somebody say, that was easy. The person that's dealing with it, depending on how they're dealing with it, it's little custom things in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, one of the things you don't like people talking down to you, right? And somebody be thinking that, well, you didn't get it. They think they're helping you. So it's clear. Understand how to teach people how to communicate with you, you know? Because then they know how to talk to you. Understand how to properly educate you and you properly educate them. Come on now. We listen to you. Come on.
Okay. All right. I have my own obstacles, and sometimes it seems like I fail them. Sometimes I feel like I made new ones for myself without even knowing about it. I don't know. I guess we all kind of do that in some way or another. Look, I basically don't even go to bars anymore. Because A, I shouldn't be drinking. B, they really mark up the booze when you go out into a bar. And see, to just be able to sit there for a while, just sit in the state and just let, I really have trouble sitting still. Me myself, I have trouble stopping moving. No, organic, tell them. Anywho, I don't know. The one thing to go to a bar for special occasions, like the end of the year, your birthday or something, but I don't want to be the kind of person that goes to a the kind of person that makes a point of going to a bar like every night. Too much of what I do is habitful. I kind of wish in a way there were more handicapped people in my family, more people to talk to about on this situation, whatever.
Yes, hello.
But, you know. The truth is, I don't know, you just got to be a mover and shaker. A hustler. You just need to do that. The more you do that, the more hope there is for you. I'll see your way through life. One problem I basically have is I do try to make things a little too... too much about myself. More about how handicapped people in general are. I think handicapped people are being taken seriously now more. It's funny. Those that are mentally damaged in some way, ever since you're a kid, those are the ones you don't really respect. That's the problem. Because anybody else, you're thinking they can do something. If you're messed up in the head, then what do? More handicapped people to talk to, more that I could basically relate to and talk to on a level. Truth is, I really feel like in a way we should be trying harder to reach basically more of our accomplishments. I like to think that basically, well, the stem cell research, I mean, that's basically getting better and better and better. My mother herself, I think in one way she was always kind of handicapped, but, well, now it's become physical too. I wonder genetically if I'm going to catch the same thing. That kind of eats at me. You know what I mean? Listen, anybody can basically be disadvantaged. Trick is, take a moment to ask yourself, how are you? How would you like to be fully active? How would you like to overcome? That's a thing. How would you personally find a way to improve, to achieve? Got to beat the beast. There are ways and means and methods. But then when you start making more of them, more ways for the disabled to get by. See, there's some people who don't want the disabled to get by. They think there are so many people in the world, they're looking forward to anything that's going to weep the herd. And that's the thing. The guy I told you about who basically shot him blast in the face, found out that surgery they gave him didn't last long. He died. And every single day, you're there picking up people who basically die from basically chronic bed sores. It bleed. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Get by. 45 minutes after the hour here, 7:45 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please call in. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, the truth is, wait, damn it, I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? Okay. Every single handicapped person kind of owes in a way to themselves to work 10 times as harder as the average able body. Every moment you got to condition the handicap away. You got to overcome it. You get certain things like that, they can leave you completely helpless if you let it. You got to do something. You got to ask yourself what to do. Okay, let me start about what I'm going to be doing. I made a point of watching a lot of a particular television show and whatever. I'm not going to do that. Starting right now. It all needs to change. Tell you something. It can be painful in ways you can't even imagine. You don't have to. Sometimes it feels a little bit too much like you're on the outside looking in, or vice versa. Me? My handicaps have been shorting me my whole life. One of the things that helped, okay, if you're in a wheelchair, work on your arms. Basically, do some reps. Find a way to build up the upper body, every other muscle in you. If you're missing a limb, work on everything else. Make a daily resolution to do this. Don't stop for anything. That's a thing. The question that remains is, how are you personally going to get by? What is going to make you? What is going to help you?
Hey, we passed the part to show up. Come on now. You're gonna sit there. So it is oppressing tactics on your soul. Come on, man.
No. I'm telling you, every single body over here.
Hey, everybody, we forgot part of the show. We talk about it every time. This comedian organic, okay? And we are talking about the women.
The what?
And we talk about this every Wednesday. And this guy, he gets lost in this kind of pollution that's not helping his soul learn the greatness. He must understand desire and loving being with a beautiful woman. It's reflection. When you try on clothes that a master cannot see, you cannot see it because it's another demonstration. It's a runway. It's all kind of modeling that's happening. You know, your feeling has been rejecting all the impulse of being successful. And this is where it goes.
I have trouble hearing that because of a bad connection. But the truth is, everybody, and handicapped, it binds together a little bit, huh? I mean, come on. We can move these mountains. It's happening every single day. I myself am looking forward to being one of those handicapped that's constantly, streamlined about and they stay. Look at his spirit. That's something. He's moving mountains. Final little exercise. I mean, me personally, I quit drinking. I'm trying to quit basically all the annoying little things that are slowing me down. It doesn't have to be so messed up. It doesn't be. Let me tell you, I was in a bad way. I was in. But I'm not indulging now.
Come on now. Hey, we're going to get over this, bro. We're not going to be. Hey, the beautiful woman will reflect. Because in your desire, it's not a lost accident. It's not something you pass on. When you smell that brand new and rewarding moment to be killing to yourself, take that in. Take yourself and understand You must know the moment. You must know the moment. You must know the moment. You must wake up the idea that caring has the impulse of sharing. And as you share, that's a loving moment. No one told you that you're supposed to fail. No one told you that you're supposed to be locked in. Huh? No one told you you're supposed to not be free and see all this. As you see it, it's like a kid see another beautiful woman, another beautiful... Whoa! It's a natural impulse. And you want to sit here in the lobby of the... Or psychologically castrating your soul? Or just talking about depression? And people think I'm worse depression you ever imagined. Is that by accident? Or is that by design? The time, people don't got no many times, or minutes, and seconds to be wasting. Don't waste these people's time. Love a moment by sharing your moment of happiness. That's how you do that. That's how you truly find. That's how you truly connect. That's how you coolly cool your... See how you eat a peppermint? And when you get done, not even getting done with you breathe in what you get. A cool sensation. People already can connect as an expert with their pain and struggle. They don't need you to help them with that. You must recognize you're giving them too many problems that you don't want to have. And when the problem is not helping your life, don't be willing to give it to somebody else's life. Come on now. Everybody, let's not forget. Come on. Hey, don't you love beautiful women?
Indeed.
Who does need to have something? Beauty limitations. Why are we trying to find the ugly in beauty? If we truly know what beauty is the last element of truly, truly being aware of caring and love life. It's a replica of where we at in multiple levels in our life. And that's the platform, not by accident, it's by intention. And once you understand these things, you truly are molding more understanding. Like people got molds for cookies, and different molds create different kind of cookies. That's the sense. It's so amazing. You know, you see different cookies, you see all these different senses, and is that by accident? Or is that by intention? You must understand we are finding more moments, caring, and understanding love. Don't have a beauty eyeball of negativity that's poked in and said, you don't see love. You don't see beauty. You got to live in ugliness and allow beauty to do all the motivational tactics of contaminating your life, because beauty is not something that we can do. We allow ugly people's mindset to contaminate the well-being of not being stable. We allow this unstableness of where beauty should go and what beauty really is to be limited by the people in environments and not making people feel uncomfortable. You push timidness, you push desire, you must understand. It's another altitude. It's another ability. It's another awareness. This is comedian Organic OK. Now take this short time, man. Come on now, man. You've been getting so locked in, like you're trying to, you know, get someone to overtake your happiness. Come on, man.
All right. Okay. That's all true. People. Everybody has an affliction, but it's remarkably easy to basically, some things you can do. Going to bed, waking up early every single morning. Only eating the right foods. Doing basically the right things. So, and there's a school of thought as to what the right things are. And somebody just do the wrong things out of habit. We're afraid to basically stop doing it. We'll lose our whole identity. Doing the wrong things is part of who I am. When it's gone, who am I? We get lost like that. And the truth is, it can be. We can get what we want. It's childishly simple. We can do it all. One by one, there's little steps, baby steps you can take. But there are also giant quantum leaps you can take at the same time also. It's like the same way people become vegetarians and vegans. It's hard at first. It doesn't just taste good. Got a lot of health benefits to it also. You'll learn to eat the fruits and vegetables from everything. You'll learn to tolerate. I mean, it's just like when you're a little kid. Vegetables are something you learn to tolerate. Your taste buds have to adjust. You can do that. Fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, baby steps. And before you know it, you're the person you want to be. And you might say, okay, well, dude, fresh fruit, fresh produce and whatever, it can be hard to find. It can be expensive, too. I can't afford it. No drawbacks, things you can do. You can grow your own garden. You can learn to do it in steps. Find a way to be the person entirely that you want to be. And there is hope. Everything's waiting right there for you. Your life is waiting. Your life is calling. You can do it. The handicapped people especially try to avoid things that are toxic. Me, myself, trying to do that also. I still got some bad habits I'm trying to get rid of. The show's about to end, so let me leave you with this note. Every single time that you can do it, you know you can. Even if you fail, it doesn't work the first couple of times you try to remember. It can still be done. You've got to keep hitting your head against that wall until it shatters. It is a thing. There is possibility. There is hope. There is you. The you you want to be. You can do it. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Even though I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please look us up. We're on the web. You can get all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. And
our agenda, okay? Thank everybody for your a talent of love that you're giving us. The talent of ability. I want to take care. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for I can't find you. We found ourselves. Steps to heart. Eat the right foods. Play relaxation music while you sleep at night. Take little steps towards absolute greatness. It's all open. It's all there for you. Thank you. And good night.